USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America watches the credibility of the FBI erode after the heavily armed raid against President Trump, FBI Director Christopher Wray on Wednesday says he's the victim, calling the rhetoric of his department's overreach and the online threats that followed deplorable and dangerous.
As to the issue of threats, I will say that I'm always concerned about violence and threats of violence against law enforcement, and that is a topic that I have been talking about frequently.
A federal judge ruled this week that Walgreens can be held responsible for contributing to San Francisco's opioid crisis. U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer on Wednesday upheld a city attorney's claim that the pharmacy chain had not exercised proper oversight with the powerful drugs. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A 2-year-old is the only witness to a vicious murder in Florida.
A 2-year-old girl is the only known witness to her dad's killing and might be the key to solving the case. Microsoft executive Jared Bridegan was viciously ambushed in Jacksonville Beach, Florida in February. He was driving home with his daughter, and cops say Jared stopped his car to move a tire blocking the road. That's when he was gunned down. Cops say the tire was left in the middle of the street to lure him out of his car. Jared's widow, Kirsten, says their daughter remembers hearing the gunshots and seeing Jared on the ground.
It breaks my heart as a mother that my own daughter, my 2-year-old, is trying to comfort me when, you know, she's one of the biggest victims in this.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The Producer Price Index, the average change over time in the selling prices received by domestic producers, gets released this morning. We are USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
A federal jury in Chicago convicted 2 former traders of J.P. Morgan Chase's precious metals desk with manipulating gold prices, finding they used misleading orders to rig prices. The convictions came after a 7-year Justice Department campaign to punish a style of deceptive trading in futures markets known as spoofing. J.P. Morgan paid $920 million in 2020 to settle regulatory and criminal charges against the bank over the traders' conduct. What would be better for Americans? 87,000 security officers to protect our children in schools, or 87,000 IRS agents? How about 87,000 Border Patrol agents? Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, a Republican from New York, compared the Inflation Reduction Act's 87,000 new IRS agents to a Democrat militia on Newsmax.
Unfortunately, what happens when you have terrible leadership at the top that's corrupt, that's willing to engage in the type of scandalous abuse of power that they're doing right now, whether it's from the Russia collusion hoax all the way to, you know, weaponizing against parents just going to school board meetings to a raid on the former president in some what appears to be a retaliatory scandal based on Trump's demand of releasing the Russia collusion hoax documents from the National Archives.
A Nevada judge has dismissed Republican Joey Gilbert's lawsuit seeking a hand recount after his loss to Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo in the Republican gubernatorial primary. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.